Alishu Chelik Beis Shin Pei Hei, Paragraph Gimel. Kedushas HaShabbos Ma'amida Isan Al Shnei Al Shetei Ketzavois. So the sanctity of Shabbos places us at two ends, two extremes. Beri'as Ha'ilam Va'emuna Bevorei Yisbara. So we said that's associated with Shabbos Bereishis, the creation of the world, and consequently the Emuna in the Creator. And then the ultimate Shabbos, the day which is an extended Shabbos, that comes with the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness and the bliss that follows. Certainly the seventh millennium is rooted in the first Shabbos. In reality, in practice, our Shabbos, again, exists as two poles, two extremes of Avida. When these two ends, these two extremes, when they unite into the one day of Shabbos, there must be some intermediary, something in the middle that unites these two extremes. What is it? That the Shabbos that is between Shabbos Bereishis and Shabbos of the end of days. V'gam hu nirmaz b'svilas shacharis, it's hinted to in the tefillah of Shabbos morning, yismach meyshe b'matenas chelkoi v'chulei, kelil tif'eres b'rishon yasata lo b'yamdo lefanech al ha-sinai, u'shnei l'choi savanim urid b'yaday. That's reference to Matan Tira, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the l'chois. Matan Tira yigulas ha-kuteres shel b'yas eilam. So Matan Tira is the finishing touch, it's the epitome, the top, the apex of the Bria. As we know from this Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches, Umar Chizkiya, Ma'idichsiv, the meaning of this pasuk, Mishamayim Hishmata Din, that's a reference to Matan Tira, when from Shamayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu made his law heard, Eretz Yare'a V'Shaketa, the land was fearful and then tranquil. Im Yare'a Lama Shaketa, Im Shaketa Lama Yare'a, why is there this combination of awe and tranquility? Ela Batechila Yare'a, the Gemara says, initially, Yara, Rashi explains, Shema lo yekablua, lest the Torah not be accepted, v'yechzor yilam l'toyu v'voyu, and then the world will return to void, so there was a fearfulness, ulvasev shaketak shekiblua, and then it was tranquil when Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah. Now, v'lama Yara, what's this idea of being fearful that the world will not endure? Kederei Shlakish. V'omar Yishlakish, ma'i dichsi v'hi er v'hi v'oke yom ha-shishi, hei yisira lamali, the famous drasha, why the definite article, Melamed Shisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis Umalem. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai with Maaseh Bereishis, and he said, "Im Yisrael mekablim hatira, if they receive it on the sixth day of Sivan, atem iskaymin, then you will endure. V'im lav, ani machzir eschem l'toyu v'voy. If not, I'll return this entire bria to toyu v'voy. Shabbos Daf Peches. In other words, Eilam abeli tira, inay Eilam. This is what this t'nai implies. There cannot be a world without Torah, and that's why it was mutne, it was predicated on Bnei Yisrael accepting the Torah. Meidach, kol haTorah yachana l'tchiyas ha'misim. On the other hand, Torah is a preparation for tchiyas ha'misim. V'chach amru bekidushin daf lamed tes, Rabbi Yaakov omer, ein lecha kol mitzvah ומצווה שכסובה בתורה, שמתן שכרה בצידה, שאין תחיית ה'מיסים תלויה בה. Every mitzvah in the Torah that mentions שכר is related to Tchiyas HaMisim. Bekibud of Im Ksiv Leman Yarechun Yamecha Ulman Yitav Lach. So you see over here that the Zachar mentioned over here, and two aspects, Yarechun Yamecha and Yitav Lach. Bo'ilam Azein, Oilam Abba, for Tchiyas HaMisim. Beshiloach HaKein Ksiv Leman Yitav Lach Be'arachta Yamim. Again, the reward is written there, and the two expressions, one in this world, one in the world to come. The author continues, Hariyah Chamura Shebachamuris, the most severe of the severe, Kibud of Im. This is terminology taken from the Midrash. The Midrash itself says that Kibud Av Eim is Chamura Shebachamurois and Shiloch HaKein is Kala Shebakalois. Shein Bachisoin Kis. There's no expense involved. There's virtually no effort involved in Shiloch HaKein. Kasub and Hasachar Shetriyas HaMisim. Both of them hint to Triyas HaMisim. Ve'im kach, if you see the two extremes like that, bevadai kol ha-mitzvah shebein ha-chamura ve-akala gam ken mevi'yos v'ischias ha-misim. So certainly, Chazal are indicating over here that the two extremes, the chamura sheba-chamurois, the kala sheba-kalois, and therefore everything in the middle is designed to bring to Tichias HaMisim. Hare zei metziusah shel Torah she imashlima es ma'aseh bereshis unviat l'Tichias HaMisim. Therefore, that's the metzius of Torah. It completes, it concludes ma'aseh bereshis and brings to Tichias HaMisim. Torah ya emtzai bin shtei ha'ketzavot. So the Torah is the middle between the two extremes. V'ashabbos shel matan Torah me'achedes es shetehen. It's the Shabbos of matan Torah, as we said above, that unifies the two extremes. Matan Torah yisif leidam meimad chadash. Matan Torah added to the world a new dimension, pnimius, which I mentioned before. Pnimius shel ruchanius, pnimius shel kedusha. Pnimius zoi hitachris abriya. This pnimius, as we mentioned before, is the purpose of the briya, umavoy la'achris, and it's an entree to the end of days. Leseich ha-shabbos shelanu kornois karni ha-oid shel shtei ha-ketzavos ha-ilu. Into our Shabbos, project, shine, the splendorous rays of these two ends, Bereshis and end of days. V'ze misbatei gam ba'avida shel hayom. It's also expressed in the days avoida. Kfi shiramazno el-eil b'inenei ha-islamdus sh'ha-shabbos mecha'eves esanu. As we hinted above in the when we discussed certain exercises that the Shabbos obligates us in. Seeing that, again, what unifies the two ends is the Shabbos of Matan Torah, misvasefes kan hislamdus shelishis. There's a third exercise that is being added over here. What is that? Esek ha-Torah be-Shabbos uchnisa lepnimius. Involvement in Torah on Shabbos, corresponding to Matan Torah on Shabbos, and the entry into deeper aspects of one's personality. Shulchana shel Shabbos hu mekoyim Torah lechol bnei habayis. So first of all, the Shabbos table is a mekoyim Torah for all of the family. Im me'at v'im harbe. Of course, depending on circumstances, the number of children, their ages, so whether it's a little or a lot. V'yesh gam hechrach b'kviyus chazaka shelimud. And furthermore, there's a necessity, there's an imperative for a fixed schedule of limud. מהספרים הקדושים משמע שיש סגולה מיוחדת ללימוד תורה ביום שבת קודש בחידוש והעמקה. The Sefer HaKodesh indicate that there's a particular desirability and particular property in terms of learning Torah and being mechadesh, having new insights and depth on the Shabbos. מנהג ועסקים בירושלים היה לעסק בליל שבת קודש בפרק חלו בסנהדרין. There was, perhaps there is, a minhag, an ancient minhag in Yerushalayim that on the night of Shabbos one should learn Perk Chelek in Sanhedrin. Hainu limud agadta. Al hasagas primius b'Shabbos, regarding the second aspect of attaining, of going into deeper elements of one's personality, dafkon Shabbos. Nikbe'a ha-beracha ha-emtza'is shekol arba'as ha-tfilois. So the fourth, the middle bracha rather, of all the four tfilois of Shabbos, of Ma'ariv and Shacharis and Musaf and Mincha, that middle bracha is related to that. Retzei v'mnuchosenu, we ask. That Hashem should be pleased with our tranquility. Kadeshenu b'mitzvei secha, v'sen chelkenu b'sera secha. That phrase recurs. V'yesh l'avin, lama lanu l'ispelel kadeshenu b'mitzvei secha? Why do we daven yeh kadeshenu b'mitzvei secha? Hari tamid anu rim ashe kideshanu b'mitzvei sav. We say that. Kideshanu b'mitzvei secha, we say that. We always indicate, hari anu mekudashim v'mdim b'mitzvei secha. We already are sanctified in mitzvahs. Why is there a particular tefillah, a particular phrase added into the tefillah of Kadeshenu b'mitzvah secha? Umay bakashas ten chelkenu b'sera secha. Similarly, when we ask for a portion in the Torah, hari yesh lanu kvar Torah, we have it. Ki nasa lanu Torah mesech ha'el matah b'secheinu. Furthermore, v'anchilenu Hashem lekenu be'ava v'rotzenu Shabbos kodshecha. We ask for Hashem to give us, to bestow the Shabbos upon us. Harek v'amanu b'kiddush. We said at the beginning of Shabbos, v'Shabbos kodshei be'ava v'rotzen. Hinchilanu. He's given it. V'lama lanu l'ispelel oid shelchilanu Shabbos kodshei. Why a further tefillah that we should receive it? These questions all have the same answer. Havei yomer hakol yesh lanu kvar. We do have it. Torah, mitzvahs, Shabbos. Those were given to us. Aval b'fnimius nafshenu b'foyal oid lo zechinu lahen. The fact that we have it is no indication that deep inside one's personality, in practice, one has earned it, one has acquired it. Adayin anu tzichim liskadesh b'kedushas ha-mitzvahs. We still need to really become sanctified with the kedusha of the mitzvahs. Adayin elam Torah be'etzem atzmenu. We still don't have Torah as in our bones, in our blood. Adayin lo zechinu l'mnucha amitis amukah shel Shabbos. We still haven't earned a true, deep tranquility of Shabbos, she'alei ne'emar, regarding which we say, yakiru v'necho v'yidu ki me'itecha imenucha sam, that menucha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'al zeis anachnu nispalim, that's the tefillah, that, those are the phrases we mentioned above. That we should earn these properties deep inside, not just on the surface, but deep inside our nefesh, in truth. The entire day of Shabbos is a strong working towards pnimius. How much we feel on this day, how much it's we're still lacking. That pnimius. Come and see how far these words go. Those are words of Chazal. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared, decided, literally wrote Menucha for himself. Of course, in our terminology, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebaras olamei shelo'i be'amal v'igi'a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, of course, without any toil. Without any work, shavas ve'inofash, keilu, like we said before, v'riyas ilam ma'aseh yitzia me'atzmoi, as if creating the world was to go out of himself. As we said before, bara, l'shen puk chazei, bara, to see outside, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu left himself, went out of himself, created the world outside of himself, uv'shabas kivyachol chazar le'atzmoi. Shabbos, so to speak, comes back to himself. Tziur kazeh shel pnimius, that illustration, that mashal for pnimius, melamdeinu eize soyde tamun binyan pnimius, tells us how deep this matter is. Ashim lo haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu machtim menucha be'atzmoi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not write this, that shavas ve'inofash, b'shum oifen lo haynu yechoyim la'amoyd alav. We would not have any means of ascertaining this, of any notion of this. Dakus kazois, hichazaras adam el'atzmoi achrei avidas sheshes yemoy yischoy. Such subtlety is the process of a person returning to himself after 6 days of being involved with the world. Shekula Shabbos keneged kol ha-mitzvois, Rashi at the end of Parashas Shelach. Shabbos is like all the mitzvois. V'amar Rav Simcha Zussel, Mikel Mishmas Eden, the ultimate Mikel used to say, ki kol rega ba-Shabbos shekula keneged kol ha-mitzvois. What Rashi meant is that every moment of Shabbos is like all the mitzvois. In every moment of true Shemiras Shabbos, one can taste the inner taste, the depth of all the mitzvahs. So how wondrous it would be if you would practice, if this would be our exercise, 5 minutes on Leil Shabbos, 5 minutes on Yom Shabbos Kodesh, to reach absolute tranquility of Shabbos. Shetiyeh mamash kol melachtenu keilu yasuya, that our melacha should be as if it's done. Not just intellectual, but to feel that our melacha is completely done, everything is done. V'sheyeh kasheh lo yitzi mila me'apeh me'etzim k'dushas ha'im, that we should find it difficult to utter a single word because of the intensity of the k'dusha. U'naseis l'argish b'hashasha chazaka b'emunas goyim, to try and sense a strong rootedness in emunah. Hilchesa rabesa leshabsa, as we say, gam bislamdus lemaase. Also in these practical exercises, minenu mesakmim baze ma sheyatzal lo lemaase minenei hayom shehisbaru lo. So we're going to summarize what in practice has been clarified to us. Aleph, we said, kvius limud hilchos Shabbos. A fixed seder for learning hilchos Shabbos, im me'at im arbe, whether a lot or a little. V'chen kvius chazaka lelimud tira b'yom zeh. A strong commitment to learning on this day. As we mentioned, minhag v'asekin ilmot perichelu v'leil Shabbos Kodesh, an ancient minhag to learn davka agadeta, hainu limud agadeta. Beis islamdus le'aneges ha-Shabbos al-adei kavana b'achilas ubosar ishena b'gimel ha-siyudais. An exercise of being me'aneg the Shabbos davka through having kavana in the first, eating the first kazais in the three siyudais, to be me'aneg the Shabbos, who's hirus medvarim betel mi'ad ha-shulchan, and particular care to be taken not to speak idle words by the table. Dibur bedivrei tira im b'nei habayis, speaking in tira with one's family. Gimel, islamdus bechavana bivacha im tzais bisfilas ha-Shabbos, shei tefila al pnimius. So an exercise established to increase one's kavana in the middle, the central bracha of the Shabbos Tefillos, which is a tefillah for Pnimius, as you mentioned just now. And Dalet, Islamdus Lishmiras Shabbos Kiel Chasa, as we said, here is a Rabza Lishabza, practicing, keeping Shabbos Kiel Chasa, Chamesh Dakos Beleil Shabbos, Chamesh Dakos Beyem Shabbos Kodesh, with, as we mentioned, an effort, a gentle effort, to achieve a total tranquility of Shabbos, as if Melacha is done, and to sense that the Kedusha of the day prevents one from uttering a single syllable and a rootedness in Emunah. Adkar.